I understand the meaning of open as just like an open door. It can open very easily without difficulty. Free is also the same. As a result of being free and open, the more you receive new ideas, it makes you want to give out more of your energy. That way, each helps the other. It is very useful, very necessary, especially these days. The grosser consciousness depends heavily on particles of matter. The subtler consciousness is more independent. It does not depend so much on the brain. In the Buddha state, the grosser mind completely disappears. Luminance, radiance, immanence, the three states of subtle mind, all of these disappear in the clear light, the innermost consciousness. The fully enlightened one said that all he can do is teach us the Dharma, the path to liberation from suffering. It is up to us to put it into practice. He washed his hands of that responsibility. Bodhicitta is the medicine which revives and gives life to every sentient being who even hears of it. When you engage in fulfilling the needs of others, your own needs are fulfilled as a byproduct. Such practices as bodhicitta automatically bring calmness at the time of death. The mind at the time of death is at a very critical period, and if you are able to leave a strong, positive impact at that time, then it will become a very powerful force in continuing a positive experience in the next life. If, in a competitive society, you are sincere and honest, in some circumstances people may take advantage of you. If you let someone do so, he or she will be engaging in an unsuitable action.